This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning. How are you? Nice to hear from you.
Nice to speak with you.
We miss you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Now, I've been telling the listeners before I got you on the line about what Salisbury Council does and the marvellous way in which you are sustainable. Now, can you just explain to people what your philosophy is, what the culture is of the Salisbury Council and what you do as far as the environment is concerned and sustainability?
I love to. What we started to do about, well, more than 30 years ago, probably more like 35, is that we investigated pumping some of water into some aquifers and we'll realise it came up really clean. We have wetlands right through. We have them right through our city. And, of course, our beautiful wetlands. So you come along and you can see the fish and the birds breeding brilliantly, especially the birds. And they capture that. Then it is pumped into the aquifer. And we have many. I know we had about 13, but I think there's a few more since then. So say 14 aquifers, but when you pump it up, that water is then used. We're very well known for our wetlands. So what we do here, and I have to tell you, when it rains, it's like liquid gold to us because we have enough water stored in our aquifers to last us for many, many years. But what we do is we capture it in our wetlands and then we pump it into our aquifers. And when we pump it back up, it's beautiful, clean water. We use that for all our new developments. I personally live in a place called Moreton Lakes. You know where that is. And my water bills are very, very low because my garden is watered with recycled water. So we're really proud of what we do. Actually, not so much Salisbury water, but Salisbury water going in all the other areas. So our little part of South Australia is a green oasis in a driest continent. We have this amazing place in Salisbury where we are slowly but surely rewatering all our lawns and all our gardens with our recycled water, which has been stored and will continue to be stored. So when it rains, we say hooray.
Well, of course, you are the driest state on the driest continent. And here we are. We have a wet season up here where there is so much water, heaps and heaps of water. And yet most of it ends up going out back into the ocean and is wasted. Yeah, sure, they're collected in certain areas of where we live, but a lot of it gets wasted. And I always think all of this water coming from the heavens, you've got to make use of it.
Yes, you're exactly right. And I look, even when I see that some of the waters, when I drive through other areas, some of the waters going, just being lost. If you think if we all in Australia captured all our water, we could have this wonderful, in the centre of our city where it is incredibly dry, our recaptured water could turn that into, an oasis of green and a productive part of the country instead of the dry part of the country. So it's so important. This is a resource as we go into the future. It's important to capture that and reuse it. So people can live there. People can have farms there, produce food there. So, yes, we should be capturing every drop.
Gillian, I can remember the time when the government spent billions on desalination plants, and I kind of, you know, everybody was talking about these desalination plants that ended up white elephants anyway. But in all of that, there was you, the Salisbury Council, doing all of this wonderful wetlands, collecting the stormwater, having a sustainable approach to things. What was the thing, do you think, back there 30, 35 years ago, what was the light bulb moment, do you think, for your council?
Oh, look, I think when those guys down in one of our local pubs pumped it in and then pumped it up and recognised what they had was probably light bulb. And we had some really good people who continued it on, and we've got people, good people today who continue it on. So I guess you've got to have staff with the passion and leaders with the passion to make something out of it. We're talking about a circular world where we reuse every single bit of our waste so that everything gets, it becomes a commodity. Well, water is certainly a commodity. It's a sin, really, it's a sin. And it's a sin to waste this fabulous water that's raining down on our heads, especially where you are.
Gillian, I take it you don't have level 3 water restrictions like we do at the moment.
No, and that's so sad, isn't it, when you've watched all that water get wasted. And by the way, they are talking about turning on using constantly the desal plant, but why would you have to do it or build it if you put the same amount of money into recycling water? They should be looking at it seriously.
Well, we have aquifers here, and we have some of the resorts, use bore water, etc. We do have the aquifers up here. What advice would you give our local council?
Put more money into it, mate. It's your future. It's your future instead of getting your money from rates. I have to say that we sell some of that water. We sell it to our farmers, and we sell it to our growers around, and different industries that use it for washing and then recycle it again. So we're now getting an income out of that, which helps us pay off. We have very low debt in Salisbury, but certainly helps us pay that off. So for the circular community, you need to use every bit of resources that you have, and here's one that you're letting go down the drain. So you know what? Borrow, because it's going to come and pay itself back in future. That's my advice to the councils up there. So hang on. We're going into a future that's looking different, and we need you on board.
Gillian, thank you very much for your time this morning. It is a real eye-opener. I've been telling the listeners about your wonderful work down there with the council, and now you've been able to explain it. Thank you for your time.
Anytime. Lovely talking to you.